A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, November 16, 2023. Columbia suspends SJP, JVP from campus. Columbia University announced on November 10 that the university's Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, and Jewish Voice for Peace, JVP, chapters have been suspended from campus. The Columbia Daily Spectator reported that Senior Executive Vice President Gerald Rosberg told the pro-Palestinian groups in an email that the suspension was due to repeatedly violated university policies related to holding campus events. Rosberg pointed to a walkout the groups held on November 9 as an example of an event that was not authorized on campus and featured threatening rhetoric and intimidation. He added that in order for the SJP and JVP to be reinstated to campus, they need to show a commitment to compliance with university policies and engaging in consultations at a group leadership level with university officials. In a joint statement posted to social media on November 13, the Columbia SJP and JVP chapters called their suspension an attack on free speech to distract from and enable Israel's genocidal campaign against the Palestinian people, and accused the university of changing event approval policies and being deliberately vague about these changes. More than 300 UCLA faculty members call on university to denounce anti-Israel rallies on campus. A letter signed by nearly 300 UCLA faculty members urges the university to denounce the various anti-Israel rallies that have occurred on campus since October 7. The letter noted that the signatories were horrified to see pro-Palestinian rallies on campus in which the massacres by Hamas were celebrated, including explicit calls for violence, including chanting Intifada, or event advertisements featuring images of weapons, violence. Such celebrations create an atmosphere of fear. It is inconceivable why such celebrations are not denounced by the UCLA leadership, regardless of political views. The atmosphere on campus, the letter continued, results in Jewish students, staff, and faculty who are afraid to be on campus, show solidarity with Israel, or practice their freedom of religion in public. A university spokesperson told the journal that the chancellor is currently working on a response to the faculty letter. Pro-Palestinian protesters beat pinata of Netanyahu at UCLA. Pro-Palestinian protesters can be seen beating a pinata with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's face on it in a video that has gone viral on social media. The video, which appears to be from a November 8 protest at UCLA, shows protesters chanting, "Free Palestine," while the pinata is being beaten. Eventually, a masked protester punches the pinata and breaks it with his knees. Asked by the journal to comment on the video, a university spokesperson pointed the journal to a statement issued by Chancellor Jean Block on November 10 that stated, "At an event just this week on our campus, individuals exhibited extremely hateful behavior and used despicable anti-Semitic language, which was captured on video and shared widely, frightening many within our community. While this may be protected speech under the First Amendment, it is nonetheless abhorrent and completely unacceptable. Campus officials are reviewing the actions at the event. One arrested, three injured in confrontation between pro-Palestinian protesters, pro-Israel students at Concordia University. One person was reportedly arrested and three were injured in a confrontation between pro-Palestinian protesters and pro-Israel students at Canada's Concordia University on November 8. A series of videos of the confrontation, which happened in front of a table set up calling for Hamas to release the hostages, have gone viral on social media. The videos show the pro-Palestinian protesters chanting, "Free Palestine," and "Ceasefire now," toward the Jewish students. One video appeared to show a female pro-Palestinian protester calling a Jewish student a F-ing-K, and accusing the student of pinkwashing. Other videos appeared to show students shoving each and needing to be restrained and students in an apparent tug of war with an Israeli flag. The Montreal Gazette reported that, according to Montreal police, a 22-year-old female student was arrested for allegedly assaulting a 54-year-old security guard. A 19-year-old security guard and 23-year-old student also sustained minor injuries in the clash, per the Gazette. MIT Jewish students claim anti-Israel protesters physically prevented them from attending class. The MIT Israel Alliance student group alleged in an open letter that anti-Israel protesters physically prevented them from attending class on November 9. The letter said that the protesters blockaded the main lobby that day. The university told protesters to disperse or be suspended. The anti-Israel protesters ignored the warning, the MIT Israel Alliance group alleged. MIT President Sally Kornbluth said in a statement later in the day that the protesters who remained in the lobby will be suspended from non-academic campus activities. Kornbluth explained that the reason for their decision was due to serious concerns about collateral consequences for the students, such as visa issues.